This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Window Down. That's right. If you're hearing this, you are either a diehard podcast listener or maybe somebody brand new from Nano, Pomo, Rimo, whatever it's called, and you're reading this on, or hearing this on Jennifer Navarrete's feed. This show, Riding with the Window Down, was my very first show. I am what's called in the biz an OP, one of the original podcasters. This show started back in 2005. I was started online radio before that, but then it kind of transitioned over when 2004 actually is when I did the first episode of it, when this whole podcasting thing came around. And the reason, it has seriously podfaded, definitely. It has gone the way of the dodo bird because my main company, my marketing company, Fresh Media Works, has gotten incredibly busy, and the show was never designed to make money. This show was designed as an experiment in this thing called new media, and I learned what I needed to learn and kept going. Now, I'm walking with my headsets in the neighborhood, Bluetooth headsets, recording on my iPhone. I'm making it very simple, nothing like the old days where I used to have a padded room and big mic stands, mixers, things like that. And I just passed somebody walking, and I'm sure I look totally insane because I have nothing in my hand. Oh, cool, a turtle. I have nothing in my hand, and I'm just talking. I'm just blabbing away. So it's all good. I guess that's more understandable today. When Bluetooth first came out, I remember all the crazy looks I got, but now that's pretty common. So, why did I start this show back up? That's a big question. I have the feed is still live. I still write blog posts. You can still read, 20 years worth of blog posts over at writingwiththewindowdown.com. And that's what the name of the show is, Riding with the Window Down also. But it's pulled the also off of there, just Riding with the Window Down. but no, I was listening to the feed from Nemo Pono No Rono, whatever. Again, I'll figure out what it's called. I haven't taken the time to break it down phonetically. It's just a whole lot of syllables. And I was listening to the Engineering the Truth podcast, where somebody asked him a question. Hey, what could you make a computer like today's computers? If you were sent back in time 50 years with no new tools, just your knowledge. And it got me thinking, I have a question. If you were suddenly transported back in time, you had nothing new technology-wise on you, what would you do? And, you know, you realize you're stuck there. What would you do? Would you, you know, go invest in companies you know are going to do well? Would you bet on the World Series? You know, what would you do if that's what you woke up to? The reason I ask, and a bus is going to come by, so it might get loud. And this is what we called in the early days a sound seeing tour, where you just kind of came along with. But what would you do? The reason I ask is, I'm considering writing a book about that subject, a series. And yeah, a friend of mine says, oh no, don't give everybody your ideas. They'll run with them. They'll steal them. You know, it's my philosophy that action is the only thing that matters. I can give out great ideas all day long, and very few people are going to act on them. So I'm not worried about you stealing the idea. I would ask that you please give me some feedback. That's going to determine everything. It's going to determine whether or not I even do another one of these shows. If I get some feedback, then yeah, I'll be doing more of these and kind of bringing you into my world, the new folks, and the folks that have been around for over a decade. Well, welcome you back to my world. Give me some feedback. You can go to writingwiththewindowdown.com. That's where the blog is. Along the right-hand side, there's a SpeakPipe button. It's got a picture of a microphone, and it says click for feedback or something like that. It records up to 90 seconds, so you have to be quick. Or, if you're not that quick, just dial this number in, 713-568-6361. That's a voicemail line that records up to 3 minutes. Now, that's one I set up for another podcast I do, Lone Star Gridiron, which is covers Texas high school football. Another one that's been around forever and doing great. And if you're in the Namo Nono Pono feed, you see the immense number of shows we put out. We're putting out 10, 11 a week right now. It's pretty crazy. That'll slow down because playoffs are starting. And then in the off season, it'll drop way back. But that's what that voicemail number is for. So it'll say something like, give a shout out to your team or something like that. So ignore that part. Understand they all go to the same place. They all come to my email. So just leave your voicemail. Tell me, what would you do if you were suddenly transported back 50 years in time? How would you begin? Would you contact relatives? You know, I'm assuming you're under 50, since most of the audience that listens to the podcast is, although maybe not. You know, would you go contact yourself? Would you shadow yourself and give advice? You know, and how would you live? You know, you think realistically. Give me some feedback. Again, the phone number is 713-568-6361. You'll also see this podcast in that feed. It'll probably be the newest one, so should be easy to find. And one of the things I do on this show is I number them according to the total number of podcasts I've ever done, whether I do them for The Marketing Drive, Lunch with Chris, Writing with the Window Down, for any of my clients. When I do one for Writing with the Window Down, the number goes up by the total number of shows. So I don't know what this show number is as I'm recording. I will know it before I put it out. So take a look at that and, you know, give me an attaboy for the chops of sticking in for that many shows. And then, but you can also leave comments there on the website, and you can tell me about your show. Tell me about your goals, ambitions. Ask me any questions. Like I've said, advice is always free. That's why I think why my marketing company has done so well. I will, when I'm talking to a client, he'll ask, well, what should I do? I will tell him exactly what to do, step by step, and let him go. And say, all right, run with it. It's yours. But I know that action is everything. So I don't, yes, I get paid for my expertise because I've been doing this for 25 years. I know marketing inside and out. But I also get paid for doing things. There's so many quote-unquote consultants who come out and they just say, you know, they come in, they analyze what you're doing, give you some recommendations, take your money, go away. Well, that doesn't really help, because if you were, I don't know, if you were the type that was implementing all your marketing stuff anyway, you don't need a consultant to tell you what to do. You go, you try, you figure it out. But I take it a step further, and I do the work. Oh, yeah, we're passing on the dogs now. So anyway, hey, buddy, you're so ferocious. So, Now I'm going to cross the street here. About ready to wrap it up. Like I said, so it is imperative that I get feedback. I need to hear from somebody. Ideally, a dozen of you, you know, a million of you, send me some feedback and say, here's exactly what I would do. Or at the very least, here's a marketing problem I have right now. Can you help me with it? It doesn't matter. If there's some feedback, I'll continue to do this show. If there is zero feedback, well, you won't hear this one again. You'll hear all the other ones. So either call the voicemail line, 713-568-6361, or go out to the website, writingwiththewindowdown.com. And and I don't edit. And as I have said and closed my shows for thousands and thousands of shows in over a decade, this is Chris Daly. Thank you for listening to Writing with the Window Down. Until next time, hey, keep it real.